I'm with our latest senior athlete, Evie Keel, just finished up her senior cross-country season, heading into Nordic right now. Congratulations, Evie. How are you today?
I am good today. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm so happy to be here with you today, and I can't wait to hear about your season that has passed now, but you probably did fantastic. So let's talk about cross-country. How was that this year? Tell me all about it.
This season, senior season, was really good. I actually started cross country for the first time last year, so this has only been my second year.
Wow.
And I really found a lot of improvement just with running. Like, I cut my times down and I felt a lot stronger. I knew what I was doing. And I think if we had a fantastic girls team this year, a lot of us are seniors, so I don't know what's really going to happen next year. But I think we made a lot of memories, and we all really pushed ourselves really hard and set a lot of new records on so many courses.
That's so exciting. So cross country is super hard.
Yeah.
How was that getting into it? Because also just running in the cold, like, I can't imagine what it's like. Is there things you have to do to prepare yourself for the weather, or...
Yeah, I think definitely, like, weather preparation, just, like, having layers, and then having layers you can take off pretty easily. And then a lot of, you have to really be sure that you're eating beforehand, but not too close to your race time, because then, you know, obviously that wouldn't really work. But I think the one thing that I love about running is that you can really see your improvement. I know from my first year, like, I could barely make it up to Fort Dummer, but then this year I can make it up there easily, and it's really inspiring to be able to see that improvement.
Yeah, and just feel it physically is, that's so rewarding. So you said you beat a lot of times. Did you have, like, personal records last year that you beat, or just, like, school times?
They were just, like, personal records. I know last year, I think my PR was, like, 31 minutes for a 5K. And my goal this year was to do sub 30, and I actually managed to do that for, like, 5 races, so I was really happy that, you know, I set that goal, and then I achieved it.
That's amazing. And correct me if I'm wrong, it's not just, like, a running on the road. You're through the woods.
Yes.
And
down the woods, up the hills, over some rivers.
Have you ever gotten hurt, like a rolled ankle or anything?
I luckily have not. I think I had some sort of like a shin splint last year.
Those are bad.
I've been lucky enough to, you know, sometimes my legs are sore, but it's not been really an injury or an issue that slowed me down.
That's awesome. How often did you guys have races?
We had one or two every week, and we only have one home meet, which is sort of unfortunate, but also not, because I feel like we often, our team, we see Bellows Falls as our home meet because we go there so often.
Yeah.
And their course is also very easy and very nice, so it's almost kind of nice.
That's nice. I, as an athlete, think cross-country needs more recognition because I think it's so physically hard and it doesn't get enough credit, and I don't think I could ever do that. Running on a court is already hard, but in the cold weather would really throw me off.
Yeah.
So you're also heading into your Nordic. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
So Nordic, I also joined Nordic for the first time last year, and that was right after cross country, and a lot of my friends who did cross country also did Nordic, and they were like, Evie, you should join, like, it's so much fun, you should join. So I sort of hopped on that pipeline from cross country to Nordic, and it was very hard. Nordic skiing is so hard. I think I underestimated how difficult it was, but I also think I improved a lot from, I know, my first race. Just, like, touring the course, I was constantly falling in snowbanks.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Like, head first. But then I was able to actually make it through races without falling and really just improving. And I really learned how to, Nordic ski. And
that's great.
I feel like this year, going into it, I have so much of a better understanding of the technique that's made this season. I think this season's going to be so much better, just, like, mentally and physically.
That's so exciting. Okay. So we got a couple questions for you. You also play tennis. Do you have a favorite out of the three that you play?
I think they're all my favorites for very different reasons. I feel like cross country is the most rewarding physically because just running, like, it feels like finishing a race feels so good.
Yeah.
And then Nordic, I think, is very character building. You know, you have to be really resilient. And tennis, I sort of see tennis as my sort of relaxing sport after cross country.
I love it.
Where it's a lot more chill, the team is more fun, there's a little less pressure, and I do love that opportunity, especially in the spring when
I'm more dainty.
Yes.
End of the school year, just finishing out fun. Have you had, like, one moment in your athletic career that's, like, really stuck out, like a highlight? Maybe it could be a record, just anything that you will always remember.
I think one moment that I will always remember is a moment that happened this season during cross country, during a race, and I was running along, and we toured the course beforehand, because that's what we always do,
yeah.
And there was a lot of, like, mud on the ground.
Oh, no.
And I remember, like, the assistant coach telling us, go through the mud, don't go around it, because that's when you're gonna pass people. So I, like, was keeping that in my mind while I started, and I wasn't feeling, like, 100% that day, but yeah. I was just trying to keep going, and I remember coming to a patch of mud, and I went through it. And I slipped.
Oh,
and
no.
And I, like, basically fell. Oh, my no. left side fell in the mud. And my friend, who was right behind me, she said it made, like, a Looney Tunes-esque splat when I hit the mud.
The banana peel slip.
The banana peel. But it was only for a second, because I managed to get up and keep running. And that race, I beat my personal record.
Oh.
I crossed the finish line covered in mud. But I felt so good, and I felt so proud of myself getting up and just for keeping going.
That's great. When you have a little dirt on you,
yeah.
it shows the hard
it
work.
It shows, like,
exactly.
it's sort of a mark of honor.
Exactly. I love that. Do you do anything, like, do you have a ritual that you do before your races or tennis matches? Like a song, a movie that you watch, just something to pump you up or get you in the right mindset?
Definitely, like, listening music. I feel like my song is Oh Sherry by Steve Perry of Journey. It's
oh
sort of like
gosh.
A cheesy
okay.
80s ballad.
Okay.
But I love it so much. I have so many memories attached to
I
it.
I love that.
And I also know in cross country, we do this thing, the girls team, where we do the hokey pokey
before
we start running. And I love doing that. It's so much fun.
Get you warmed
up.
Yes.
Like, we're on the finish line and we're just dancing and doing the hokey pokey. And
that's great.
It just really, you know, gets you in the right mood to start running.
That sounds like you guys have a good team energy and mindset and bond. That's so fun to be with people.
And
that
it's so important.
It's so important. It helps you improve so much better. Has there been a person, a coach, a friend that has influenced you to keep going when times are hard, or that made you want to start, or anything like that?
Yes, I think both a friend and both a coach. I know a lot of the reasons that I've gotten into sports is because I have friends who do them and they sort of encourage me. And I think definitely my tennis coach has really inspired me to keep pursuing, because I started playing tennis in 10th grade before I started cross country and Nordic.
Okay.
And before that, I was a little nervous about sports. I've always struggled with anxiety and like I thought, you know, maybe I couldn't do sports just because it was just so much like mentally.
Yeah.
But I just had such a great experience in tennis that year that I felt confident and comfortable enough to join cross country and then Nordic. So I think I owe a lot to my tennis coach just for making such a safe environment and encouraging me to pursue athletics more.
That's great. I mean, good thing, because you're excelling. So
yeah.
BUHS is very happy to have you. So moving on from that, senior year.
Yeah.
Coming with a lot of change, do you plan to go to school? What does after graduation look for you?
I'm planning to go to college. I don't know where yet, but
yes.
I have applied to some places and I'm planning to apply to more. But I do know that I want to major in political science and I want to pursue a career based on that.
That's super interesting. I have a friend that's actually looking into that as well. Well, I loved talking to you. I'm so glad that you pushed through with sports and everything, and just want to say congratulations and good luck with Nordic and tennis, and I hope you have a great rest of your year and hope to know and watch you excel for the rest of the year.
Thank you. This was a great interview, and you know, you too have a great rest of your senior year.
Thank you so much.